The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption. These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
You know, the president has been in politics for a long time, and I think, as he would say, he's seen a lot of malarkey along the way, but this might take the cake.
This is all smoke and no fire.
What a waste of time and money.
I don't see any probable cause here. There's just no evidence.
I have not seen any evidence.
There's no evidence of any crime at all.
No evidence so far that ties Joe Biden to any of this, at least nothing that they have brought forward and that we have seen.
Have you seen said evidence?
No, not a scintilla of evidence.
You got to have a crime. Like you got to have some accusation you can make. And they don't really have anything right now.
No business dealings of Hunter Biden's or anyone's was discussed in these conversations.
I think they're making it up.
A substantial majority of Americans believe something which is not true.
I think the impeachment inquiry is absurd.
I think that that's absurd. It's ridiculous, of course.
The American people want us to do something that will make their lives better, not go off on these chases and witch hunts.
This is part of the right wing's misinformation machine to try to confuse people.
Distract, distort, and dissemble. Right now, we're in the distract phase.
What Hunter Biden is may or may not have done does not even come close to the level of legal drama that's facing the former president of the United States.
There's 91 criminal charges against Donald Trump right now, 13 criminal charges against Congressman Santos, who was just on the show a few moments ago. They have nothing to say about that. There are no charges against Joe Biden, and they want to impeach the guy.
Trump was impeached, so was Biden. You know, Trump was investigated, so was Biden. There's corruption.
This could benefit President Biden. This could end up having ramifications for Republicans if voters who don't really want to see these kinds of inquiries all the time feel like this is going too far.
These are the same people who impeached Donald Trump for making a phone call. No evidence whatsoever, not one scintilla of evidence to suggest that Joe Biden was involved in any kind of crime together with his son, as they raked in millions and millions of dollars from all over the world, from foreign adversaries as well. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. You can get to the live video stream of this show at trumpetdaily.com. That's our website, which has the live stream every morning at 11 a.m. in the central time zone of the United States. And it has all the podcasts after that as well, if you'd prefer to watch on demand. You can also go over to our Rumble channel, The Trumpet Daily, and watch the live stream there and also see the old shows. And if you're there, you can join in on the conversation, leave a comment, and of course, always, always, always leave us the thumbs up. Joining us today in the studio is Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Just kidding. Just kidding. We're really excited about doing a few interviews. We had a successful one yesterday, and of course one a few weeks ago, and we've got quite a few emails that are piling up. Hopefully we'll have some time today to go through some of those while they're fresh. And speaking of fresh, some of us are a little bit worn out because of the whirlwind of activity that we've had, but thanks to the boys in the booth, I think they've prepared for me about an hour worth of clips, so I might be able to take a little nap while you're watching some of these revealing clips that we play for you on today's show. Like this next one here. Here's Representative Scott Perry, okay, and he's opening up to questions. They've got all of this evidence. They're trying to get the 5,400 emails that Joe Biden sent out through alias accounts. I mean, once they get those emails, that pretty much puts the nail in the coffin. No evidence That's what one reporter actually said to this representative, and he would have none of it. Clip one.
All right, last question. Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask, what actual evidence do you have as opposed to allegations to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
McCarthy for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch, the prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
People can't see that. They think it's political revenge.
It's because you don't report on it.
You can't see it because you don't report on it. And as far as these reporters are concerned, if they don't report on it, it doesn't exist. It never happened. They won't get into the 20 shell accounts. They won't get into all of the emails and the aliases. They won't get into Hunter's crack addiction or the addiction to prostitution rings. They won't get into the wire transfers to 9 Biden family members, even grandchildren, nieces, nephews, you name them. I mean, they're all in on the scheme, the bribery scheme, pay to play, pay for access, pay to influence policy. That's treason. That's what's called treason. And they've gotten away with it for years. And there's your corrupt regime media. It's just like Carrie Lake said yesterday in her book. I'll give you a couple quotes here in just a second. They are not reporters. They're not journalists like they were in the old days, trying to find, okay, we'll get both sides of the story. We'll leave our opinion out of it. Here comes this reporter to Representative Scott Perry, and he basically says, you don't have evidence. You just have allegations. I mean, this is just retaliation. This is just a political revenge, as she said there. And he said, listen, there's evidence all over the place. You just won't talk about it. In her book, page 49, Unafraid, she says, it angered me to see how the media treated people who had questions about the election. You see, here's another subject. They just wouldn't report on it, and they blotted out anyone who had anything to say about it, the election steal. And they were all in on it together. The regime media, the DOJ, big tech, social media, you know the history. If they don't report it, it doesn't exist. It didn't happen. There was no election steal. It says here, we are supposed to question our government and call out corruption. So is the media. That's their job. It used to be that the media would be leading the way when all of this government corruption is exposed. But not now. They're an extension. They're the propaganda arm of Barack Hussein Obama, the dear leader. They swooned over him, and they still do, as we discussed on yesterday's show. Here's another one from page 29, I think it is, 26. We got to get some bifocals. It says here, a lot has changed since I first walked into the newsroom. It says journalism schools have moved away from teaching journalism, telling both sides of the story, keeping your opinion out of it, and using critical thinking skills while questioning the government, talking points, and flushing out corruption. It says they've replaced all of that with liberal indoctrination and training students to be social justice warriors. It used to be, you see, they'd go after the government and expose corruption. Now they're trying to cover it up. They cover up the corruption. You don't have any evidence. What a crazy montage you just saw at the top of the show. This is page 16. She just talks about how that she sees that it's like Donald Trump always says, she sees the regime media as the greatest threat facing the United States. They really are the enemy of the state, as Donald Trump used to always say. And Carrie Lake is right in lockstep with him on that point for sure. Listen to this. It's a different subject altogether, but listen to this from Joe Scarborough earlier today, clip two.
You've got the apologies for January the 6th by the Republican House.
Mm-hmm.
You've got them talking about these people that killed cops, calling them, again, if you don't think so, ask the family, okay? Ask the family who killed the cops, and they'll tell you it was the rioters that Donald Trump whipped into a frenzy and sent to the Capitol.
These people who killed the cops, plural, if you don't believe me, ask the family, singular, I guess, who killed the cops. Well, which family are we talking about here? And which cop? You notice they never use names. They never use names on both sides of the coin. I mean, Ashley Babbitt, just don't even talk about that. She was gunned down by the Capitol Hill police. Just blot that out. And then on the other side, say that, well, yeah, there were all these cops that were slain by Trump supporters on January 6th. This is, what are we, 2.5 years on from the January 6th protest? And there's Joe Scarborough. He's part of the propaganda arm of the Joe Obama administration. And he's there talking about how many cops, plural, were killed, were murdered on January 6th. The cops that were murdered, that happened in the summer of love. That happened in the summer of 2020. And that was okay because these radical Antifa protesters, rioters, their voices needed to be heard. So, you know, a few police officers are gunned down in the streets, so be it. I mean, this is really demonic stuff. And you know this. It's not like I haven't covered this before. Listen to Carrie Lake from our interview yesterday, clip 10.
So the media handled Obama. They never asked the tough questions on Obama. And then they went the opposite with Trump. We've been watching an 8-year smear campaign with President Trump. Mm-hmm. It saddens me because here's a guy who gave up so much, a beautiful life. He didn't need to do this. He loves our country. He wants to save this great republic. And he has been victim of an 8-year smear campaign by the fake news media.
Right.
I tell people, if you don't like this man, I don't blame the people. If people don't like Trump, they've fallen victim of a brainwashing scheme by the fake news media, who is just as guilty as the swamp mm-hmm. in trying to tear down our country. I do believe they are the enemy of the people. Who controls the information? Who controls right. the information controls our minds.
Yeah.
And that's why we need to pull back and turn off the fake news, because it's really disgusting.
For sure. I mean, you've got the brainwashing scheme, as she says there. You've got the bribery scheme. You've got all this corruption, this filth in the swamp. So much evil. And it's being exposed. It's being exposed. And now Kevin McCarthy comes forward. He says there will be an inquiry, an impeachment inquiry. That's not an impeachment trial yet. But he's coming under heavy pressure. Matt Gaetz is out there saying we need to remove him. 8 months he's been speaker. No subpoena for Hunter yet. Nothing. And then you have the regime media saying no evidence. Well, no wonder. Even the Rhino Republicans are willing to just go along, play along. You know, and impeachment's a distraction. Never mind the fact that these radicals impeached Donald Trump twice for nothing over the course of 2 years. And there's Chuck Schumer saying the American people don't want an impeachment. This is a distraction away from what Americans really want for us to be concerned about. Where was that in 2019? Where was that in 2021? As they, like rabid dogs, went after Donald Trump for nothing. These people have no shame. They really don't. Carrie Lake said at an event last night we attended that, you know, growing up, having a parent that would say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Just that alone, I mean, carried some weight back when parents used to have or wield a little bit of authority and were actually loving enough to discipline their children, to raise them up, as the Bible says, in the way that they should go. What you're seeing in all these clips, I mean, it's just a bunch of children. It's just like Isaiah 3 prophesied. The children are in charge. The children, mentally, their children mentally, they're oppressing the nation. How do you afford all of these homes, these mansions all over the world? Do you afford that on a senator's salary? And the reporter, just this brain dead reporter, now come on, you don't have evidence. You just have allegations. This is just revenge. This is what passes for journalism today. They get up there. They don't ask questions. You're at a press conference. Why wouldn't you ask Representative Perry, okay, you're going forward on an inquiry, so what is going to be the strategy? What evidence do you have thus far? No, the reporter says, you don't have evidence. How is that journalism? That's activism. That's activism on full display. Good for the representative to just shove it right back to her. No evidence? Are you crazy? Are you insane? Have you not been paying attention to anything the last few months? So McCarthy comes out, makes the announcement. As I say, he's coming under heavy pressure from Matt Gaetz and others who say you haven't kept your promises. Sundance says, I wish I could find something positive and optimistic in this announcement from McCarthy. Unfortunately, the posturing moves of the D.C. Machinery never lead to a genuine level of accountability. The uniparty protects its own. And so if it goes forward, it'll probably be a half-hearted effort. And even still, I mean, God's going to expose these treasonous agents. God's exposing these traitors, his way. I'm not sure he would want to even give these Republicans credit for blowing the lid off of this corruption. They've been so weak to this point. There's no fight in most of them, maybe a few, but not many. Yet God is still exposing it for all the world to see. And deep in their heart of hearts, I mean, even these Democrats, they know this is bad for Joseph Robinette Biden. They know it. There was a piece at the Washington Post today. David Ignatius, I mean, he's a swamp creature as well in the media sense. David Ignatius, he's saying in this op-ed, you know, Biden has just done a fantastic job as president, but you know, I don't think he should run for a second term. What? If he's done such a fantastic job, get behind him and support him. If there's no evidence, he goes forward, right? They know. Ignatius writes, but I don't think Biden and Vice President Harris, he throws Harris in there as well. He's throwing them both under the bus. I don't think Biden or Harris should run for re-election. He says, it's painful to say that, given my admiration for much of what they have accomplished. I can't believe people read this stuff. We should have done a dramatic reading for this one. Why didn't you guys think of that? You boys in the booth. That would have been another little diversion that we could have played for me to take a rest today. They've accomplished so much. It says, but if he and Harris campaign together in 2024, I think Biden risks undoing his greatest achievement. What would that be? Well, he stopped Trump. He stopped Trump by getting 81 million votes. It's laughable, as we heard yesterday from Carrie Lake. It lacks even common sense. It says here, I hope Biden has this conversation with himself about whether to, hope he has a conversation with himself. It doesn't sound so good. About whether to run and that he levels with the country about it. It would focus the 2024 campaign. Who is the best person to stop Trump? That was the question when Biden decided to run in 2019, and it's still the essential test of a Democratic nominee today. That's what they're running on. I mean, they say the quiet part out loud over and over again, you see. What's the agenda? Just stop Trump. What do we need to do? What's the top item on the list as we go into 2024? Well, just stop the bad orange man. He's Hitler. What are your policies? Never mind. Look at these disastrous policies leading to disaster all around. This prisoner swap announced on Monday, the 9/11 anniversary. I mean, this is exactly the way Barack Hussein Obama, this is the way he conducted prisoner swaps. It's the same thing. Trade off the prisoners and then throw them billions of dollars. Who does this in the world? The United States. That would be the Joe Obama people. Listen to this from CNN, clip 7.
This morning, five Americans deemed wrongfully detained in Iran are now one step closer to coming home. This comes as the Biden administration has issued a waiver, and that allows international banks to transfer a total of $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar without sanctions.
And in a notice to Congress detailing that waiver, Blinken also confirmed that as part of the deal, the U.S. has committed to release five Iranian nationals currently detained in the U.S., meaning that there is a prisoner swap aspect to this agreement. But the administration, they've really stressed that the funds that Iran will receive can only be used for humanitarian goods, and they will be dispersed by Qatar and overseen by the Treasury Department. The officials have also emphasized that the money is Iran's money, which...
Five for five swap. Okay, it's a prisoner swap. I get that. But then $6 billion as well? You think this is really going to deter the number one state sponsor of terrorism from kidnapping more Americans? Let's see, five and five, and then we get $6 billion on top of that. And then there's the statement from the State Department. Well, you know, it's Iran's money anyway. How weak is this? This is what this administration... This is how the administration is leading the United States of America into ruin. This was Representative Nancy Mace's response to this. Being announced on, of all days, 9/11, number 8.
I can think of nothing more un-American than to give the number one state sponsor of terrorism $6 billion, a gift of $6 billion on 9/11. It is... tone deaf, it's out of touch, and it's un-American. And not only that, but Iran, their statement on what how they're going to get the money and who's going to oversee it is different than what the United States is saying. I think it's one thing to have a prisoner swap, but why add in the gift of $6 billion? Why announce it on 9/11? It's highly offensive.
It is offensive. It is offensive. Here's the United States saying, yeah, we'll give them the $6 billion. It's theirs anyway, but we're going to oversee it and make sure it's used just for humanitarian purposes. Oh, really? You're going to control the way the mullahs spend the billions? And then the mullahs announced right away, no, we're going to spend it for whatever we want. So here come more weapons and armaments coming into Iran, the king of the south. If you don't have that little booklet, by the way, call our operators today and order your free copy of the king of the prophesied king of the south. The 800 number, it's 1-866-930-3024. This is the way Obama rolls, though, as we learned through his first and second term, and now we see term three. I mean, he loves giving the Iranians cash. He loves giving them billions. He loves helping them build nuclear weapons. Why? How could this be? Iran's out there saying, yeah, we want to destroy Israel, the little Satan, and America, too, the big Satan. And Obama says, here, let me help you do it. I mean, he offloaded piles of cash, literally, on a tarmac before he left office. This is a new book coming out, Barack Obama's True Legacy, How He Transformed America. Look at how, just like Carrie Lake said yesterday, look at how much now is being revealed about Barack Hussein Obama. He's the traitor at the top. And then you got Traitor Joe right underneath. There you go. This is from the book. Notice how similar this sounds to what you've been hearing on the Trumpet Daily or reading at the Trumpet website. It says, the Biden administration may go down in history as the most disastrous presidency in American history. It did not, however, spring up out of nothing. The Biden era's America Last, economically and socially destructive policies virtually all originated in the Obama administration. People are waking up to the fact that it started with Obama. It started with Obama, even yesterday. I mean, I felt like Carrie Lake said some pretty amazing things about Obama, but again, it's just too easy to stop just short of going in for the kill. Is a visit to the southern border, is that somehow going to change Obama's thinking on what we should do to solve that crisis? Well, maybe we should. You think the dear leader would go down to the southern border and say, well, maybe we should rebuild the wall or put up a fence? This is part of the plan, a wide open border. This is how you fundamentally transform the United States. They don't need to visit the border. They don't want to visit the border. They just want to know that everybody's streaming in. All the drugs, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the cartels, the violence. They want to destroy the United States. And their plan is going along fairly well at the moment. It says here, the Biden team, of course, is made up of numerous Obama holdovers, and there's widespread suspicion that the man who is really pulling the strings for Biden is none other than Barack Obama himself. I mean, you heard that here years ago, years and years ago. You better subscribe to the Trumpet magazine. That's the magazine we offer freely, 1-year subscription, no cost, no obligation. Tomorrow's news today. You get tomorrow's headlines today. The 800 number, they can put it up on the screen if you'd like to get a subscription. It says, Barack Obama's true legacy details just how bad the Obama years really were for America and Americans, and shows how the country is now suffering from a resurgence of these sinister policies after the 4-year respite of the Trump administration. It says the book, during the Trump years, I mean, there was a pause on this destruction and devastation, the fundamental transformation. But now it's back in full force. It says Barack Obama's true legacy is a one-volume guide. I guess this is a book review, or maybe it's in the inside cover of the book. It's a one-volume guide to how the Democratic Party went so drastically wrong and why it's such a dangerous and catastrophic force in the White House and the country at large today. It all goes back to one man, Barack Hussein Obama. All roads, as we've said over and over again, all roads lead to Obama. That's for sure. If you don't have a copy of America Under Attack, now is the time to get one. It's been flying off the shelves right here in our warehouse and mail processing center. Call our operators today and request America Under Attack. The 800 number again, it's 1-866-930-3024. When we come back, we'll update you or follow up on some of those wonderful clips we played the other day coming out of the Ken Paxton impeachment hearing in Texas. So you don't want to miss that. Our email address, if you'd like to submit some feedback, as so many of you have been the last couple of days, it's td@thetrumpet.com. My Twitter handle, that would be @StephenFleury. And as I say, don't forget about the Rumble channel. If you happen to visit there, leave a comment, join in on the conversation, and definitely, definitely, definitely give us that thumbs up. We'll be right back.
What has happened to the United States of America? The wealthiest, most powerful nation in human history is suddenly divided, weakened, radical. The evil in America has grown powerful. The good has grown weak. The honorable parts of American history are succumbing to a direct, targeted, sustained assault. Someone, something is dismantling America's history, purpose, and character.
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Political dysfunction, social strife, economic peril, catastrophic moral failure, fires, attacks, riots, lies. The nation is being attacked from within by its own leaders. Powerful elites in government, journalism, academia, and beyond are intentionally, rapidly destroying what America is in order to make it into something else. There is a reason why your nation is crumbling before your eyes. There is a spirit and a specific perpetrator that is attempting to blot out America.
Only America Under Attack reveals that perpetrator and the motive and spirit behind him. This newly expanded book shows you the reason why America has changed so dramatically, so suddenly. If you're confused and concerned about what is happening to America, request your free copy of America Under Attack by Gerald Fleury at thetrumpet.com.
And you know for a fact that you're not supposed to come into a court like this and testify about what somebody might or may have done. Isn't that right?
I was answering the questions that were asked.
You would have never, I mean, have you ever been in court before as a prosecutor?
I have.
So you know for a fact that that is not proper, don't you?
This is not a criminal trial.
Right. It's not proper to go into a court that's and testify on live stream and to jurors about something that someone might have done. That's incredibly misleading, incredibly prejudicial, and wrong, isn't it?
This is what the whole case against Paxton is built up upon, what he might have done. I mean, these are lawyers, these are prosecutors, as you heard there, that are testifying. This is spearheaded by Rhino Republicans. Republicans? No wonder Sundance has, you know, little hope for the impeachment proceedings or the inquiry that Kevin McCarthy is now leading. You know, I think I saw where Sundance also said that Chip Roy, he was one of the 20 that basically held out for, you know, some other speaker for a time back in January until McCarthy became more of a hardliner. So Chip Roy, he's from Texas. He's a representative from Texas. He's a good hardline conservative, right? Well, he's come out and said Paxton ought to step down. They're not even done with the impeachment proceedings. And here comes another Republican revealing his true rhino self. You think they're really going to go for the jugular with Joe Biden? They'll half-heartedly walk their way through because most of those House Republicans are weak and they don't want to be fully exposed. So they'll go through with it for a little while. But in the end, like Sundance says, the Uniparty, I mean, they look out for their own. You got to give it up to this attorney, as I said the other day. He's pretty sharp. He's holding their feet to the fire. Listen to clip 4.
You don't know it all, do you?
I don't understand that question.
You were just sitting up there and making a bunch of silly guesses, weren't you?
I would not agree with that.
And you just testified in this historic impeachment proceeding in response to the House's questions about all of the potentials or the maybes or the possibilities, right?
I was talking about the memo that I wrote for the district attorney outlining the avenues of investigation had the feds not waved us off and we had moved forward.
The feds waved you off, you say?
Yes.
Y'all were excited about this. We got a chance to get Ken Paxton. Isn't that true?
And he denies it. And then, I think his name's Busby, this guy, he brings out the receipts, the emails. How excited. Even with the DOJ basically walking away from this, there's nothing there. There's no there there. But that didn't stop these Rhino Republicans from trying to remove Ken Paxton from power, to remove him as AG for Texas. This is from Sundance. Busby has been chewing through the fraud and manipulation that stems from the Bush family effort to target Ken Paxton. Democrats and authentic Republicans in Texas have been working together to keep the political system under their control. The long-term goal to turn the state blue is against the interests of the residents, but that doesn't stop the Bush family from trying. Here's the Bush family trying to turn the state blue, trying to help the radical Democrats. It's unbelievable. As I say, God's going to expose all of this his own way. He's exposing it now. Busby's doing a pretty good job himself of exposing this sham of an impeachment. Here's another sham impeachment, and the one that really is real. You've got Republicans dragging their feet, and you've got reporters out there saying, you have no evidence. The talking heads, the same ones that impeached Trump for a phone call. are now out there saying, you can't impeach Joe Biden. Americans don't want this. It says in this segment, Paxton, well, I guess he's setting up a video. Paxton attorney Tony Busby starts grinding the patina off the schemes the professional Republicans created in order to remove a non-compliant, non-Bush-aligned attorney general. You see, he beat George P. Bush last year. He beat him soundly. And the Bushes, they don't like that. They don't like getting beaten. So they go after him, just like the communists do. It's all about politics. It's all about preserving the uniparty, the establishment. Listen again to Kim Paxton's attorney from yesterday, or I guess this was from Monday, clip 5.
I'm asking you whether you had any clue that any of those things were true.
Based upon the information provided by the three witnesses that we had interviewed, yes, it appeared that it was true.
You thought it was true, so you had probable cause to make an arrest, and that's what you did, right?
No, a preliminary investigation is to determine whether or not to move forward with an investigation. That was the stage we were at.
Probable cause means you have enough for an arrest, right?
Probable cause would give rise to justification for an arrest.
You didn't have justification for an arrest, did you?
We were at the point of making a determination of whether to move forward with an investigation.
There was no indictment, right?
Correct.
There was no arrest, right?
Correct.
And yet, you came here in front of all these fine people and told us a bunch of maybes. Isn't that right?
He's a cool cat, this lawyer. I like how he just turns to the side and doesn't even look at him. I should do that more for this show. You had no indictment, did you? No arrest, right? Isn't that true? He's just shredding these people. They have no case. They're coming forward with maybes and probablys. And none of it happened. And they know it. This next clip, it's a little bit longer, so I can take a longer nap during the break. But it really is. It tells you everything that you need to know. These people are frauds. They're just like Chris Christie, who was pleading for a job from the Trump administration, from Donald Trump in 2017. Please, oh, please make me the attorney general. Donald Trump didn't do it. And then Christie suddenly, just with this, the turn of a dime, he suddenly becomes a Trump hater, a never Trumper. These are politicians. These are opportunists. These are not serious minded people. They're corrupt. Clip 6.
You would never engage in any of these so-called potential crimes yourself, would you?
Correct. I would not.
You would never want to be a part of anything like that, would you?
That is correct.
You wouldn't want to be associated with something like that, would you?
That is correct.
You have dedicated your life, you claim, to the rule of law, right?
Correct.
And so there is no way you would ever want to be associated or affiliated with that kind of criminal conduct. Isn't that right?
I'm not following your line of question. You're talking about the conduct described in the memo about Mr. Paxton after the interview of the three witnesses?
I'm talking about organized criminal activity. You'd never want to be a part of that.
Correct.
If you really believe that, you certainly wouldn't want to be a part of it, right?
Correct.
You applied for a job at the AG's office, didn't you?
I did.
Let's make sure we let that sink in. You applied for a job after this silly memo you wrote, didn't you?
Yes.
Let it sink in. You wrote this silly memo where you talked about potential violations of law, and months later, you applied to work at the AG's office, didn't you?
That is correct.
And you know what the kicker is? Who wrote your letter of recommendation?
Margaret Moore. She wrote a general letter of recommendation that I could use with any employer. It was not specific for that job.
She wrote you a letter of recommendation. This whole thing should be dismissed. Don't you agree?
I agree for sure. There he is. Ken Paxton's guilty of criminal behavior. There's all this criminal activity. And a few months later, Mr. Paxton, can I have a job in your administration? Well, you wouldn't want to be a part of that, would you? Frauds, all of them. They're all just looking to line their pockets or to get some promotion or to get some job. And when they don't get it, when George P. Bush doesn't get it, what does he do? How does he react? How does the Bush family react? They react with vicious revenge. They try to destroy you. God's seeing to it that so much of the politics of destruction are being exposed. They are being exposed. When we come back, we're going to take another short break. We usually don't have two, but you understand. You understand the needs for today, as I said at the top of the show. We'll take a short break, and then we're going to finish today's show. We are actually going to get into some viewer feedback. We'll go through some emails. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We'll be right back.
The Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is a distance learning program that makes the Bible clear and understandable. The Correspondence Course enables enrollees to learn what the Bible itself says about subjects that affect you and the world you live in. This fascinating Bible course highlights and proves what the Bible says about morality, war, religion, terrorism, and other current events, focusing on the root causes of this world's many problems facing man, as well as their solutions. The Bible and this course also focuses on the reason mankind was created in the first place, the way to happiness, accomplishment, and fulfillment, as well as the truth behind important doctrinal questions, such as what happens after we die, the nature of God, the resurrection, the millennium, and other critical subjects. Enroll today in the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com.
Don't forget about our Rumble channel. Just search for The Trumpet Daily and join the growing community of viewers of The Trumpet Daily over at Rumble. Of course, at night or in the evening, we've got the replay of this show over at LFA TV, Live from America TV. That happens every evening at 8 p.m. and 8 p.m. in the Central Time Zone and 9 p.m. On the East Coast. My Twitter handle, @StephenFleury, Stephen with the PH. And don't forget the email address. We're going to read some emails here in just a moment. The email address, td@thetrumpet.com. This one here says, do an incredible job. I guess this is more of a general comment. And I love your programs. Thank you so much. Another viewer says, I watch your show daily. Look forward to hearing and watching you. Was blessed to be able to hear the show when General Flynn was on the show with you. Thank you for making it possible for us here in Colorado to see and hear the truth from both of you. As it happens, I texted General Flynn last night, said that everything went smoothly with Carrie Lake's visit to the campus and with the interview, and he texted me back right away to congratulate the crew and the staff here on campus. So it was nice to hear from him again. This one comes from Texas. It says, on our way back home, the following day, this is after the Flynn event, we listened to part two of the interview you mentioned to us. That was amazing. He gave some detail that we had never heard before. I noticed on the Rumble channel that 161,000 had viewed the interview. To me, that is an astounding number, and it appears that we are really getting some exposure very quickly. It's hard to believe that happened, I guess, 3 weeks ago. Seems like a long time ago now. Says it seems God is starting to move the work now rapidly and exposing all of this corruption, just like he did with the court case. It's an exciting and sobering time to be alive and doing God's work. God has certainly given us an exciting and very sobering responsibility, and we need to go onward as Christian soldiers, carrying out God's will, fulfilling his will, finishing the mission that God has given us to do. This one says, the Carrie Lake interview was excellent. She knows how to work the cameras, which made the interview pretty gripping. The camera work had also improved since the Flynn interview. Not that it was bad before. People are definitely noticing the raising of the standard of the Trumpet Daily. I was watching the show. I told the boys in the booth last night, or this morning, I guess it was, just how good the production was yesterday with the camera angles and the lighting and the graphics and the video and so on. It really, and you should know that when Carrie Lake and her crew came in, General Flynn did the same thing with his crew. I mean, they just kind of marveled at the set here for a podcast. It really is a beautiful background. It's a beautiful setup. We've got all of the monitors. I've got like five monitors in front of me right now. We've got the big one over here on the side. People look at that and see that it is a professional production. Where was I? It says, wow, good morning. I was excited to open the TD episode this morning. We would be glad to know how this happened. Carrie Lake at the TD studio. How this happened? Well, it is interesting. At the General Flynn engagement, someone that sang the national anthem there, a friend of General Flynn, she came up to us before the event and gave us a flyer or a brochure saying that Carrie Lake was going to be in Oklahoma City on September 12th. And so she said, you know, sometimes these prominent speakers or politicians, they don't mind, you know, doubling up and doing two events in one day. And so we reached out to Carrie Lake's people and asked if she was going to be in Oklahoma City for an evening event on September 12th, if she'd be interested in doing anything with us earlier in the day or even the day before. And nothing the day before worked out, but right at the last minute, it worked out for her to come up here and just spending a few hours with her and seeing how she wasn't just doing this event and she wasn't just doing the evening event down in Oklahoma City. I mean, there were interviews before she came up here on Zoom, and they basically got into their hotel room and set up a studio. And then had an interview with Newsmax, which I watched last night as well. So it was a pretty, like I said, it was a whirlwind of activity yesterday for sure. But that is a woman who keeps a pretty good pace up with whatever it is that she's doing. That's how it happened, though. It was because of that lead we got from the Oklahoma City event that happened last night. This one here says, I have the Rumble app, but always have watched your show on the Trumpet site. Then one day your site had problems, but the Rumble site worked. Anyway, the Rumble always pops up, and today I decided to watch through Rumble. I gave it the thumbs up. There you go. We've got a thumbs up supporter right here. It says, an incredible show with Carrie Lake. Another one here says, so good that you are able to give people like Mike Flynn and Carrie Lake an opportunity to speak freely to the public without being censured. Mr. Fleury, keep up the good work. And they definitely had an opportunity to speak freely without interruption. I don't even think we had a promo for any of the three segments we did, two with Mr. Flynn and then one with Carrie Lake. We just basically set things up and were able to talk for about an hour, three different times. It does give you an opportunity to go a little bit more deeply into a subject. The segment last night, by the way, on Newsmax, as good as it was, I mean, it was probably less than 5 minutes and just a few questions back and forth. So those long-form interviews really do, I think, allow for you to delve more deeply into subjects. And, of course, the thing that we really love about this format and the way that it's funded and supported is that we don't have to be beholden to advertisers or to corporate giants or to billionaire donors. We just produce it. You'll notice yesterday we went a little bit over. We can do that. It's our radio station. Why not? It's our TV production. Why not? It's awesome. It's awesome to be able to do God's work, to just be able to put the message out there, to give. As Mr. Armstrong used to say, freely you have received, freely give. I mean, you look at all that God has given us. And of course, in the spirit of God's love, we want to give it out to as many people as possible. It says here, another one that is, what an awesome interview with a lovely lady this morning. Thank you for all who were involved. Another one writes, great interview. I appreciated what Miss Lake said about walking away from the job and the Bible verse that came to her attention. That would be 1 Timothy 6 and verse 7. You can go look at that on your own time. Another one writes, thanks for having Carrie Lake on today. She's a strong woman and will not give in or cower down. We need more people like her in the fight for America. God is putting in place the people who have integrity and aren't afraid. God bless her and her family. I watch and enjoy the show every weekday. This one comes in from Adelaide, Australia. How about that? I've been listening or watching The Trumpet Daily since 2015. What an amazing day yesterday. Seeing Carrie Lake on The Trumpet Daily, I believe I'm witnessing something big with the TD. Well done. It was a lovely interview and a pleasure to watch. Another one writes, the Carrie Lake interview, absolutely fantastic show today. Excellent questions posed and points made. Quite a few short comments, pithy comments that came in response to yesterday's show. Like this one, your Carrie Lake interview was excellent. Another one writes, I appreciated how journalistic you were in the interview, even though there were many things we agree with her on. You still pushed her a little to make definitive statements. It certainly felt like an interview and not just a conversation. Another one says here, just wanted to thank you for your hard work. You've been getting up each morning and going in each morning and hitting the heavyweight bag and getting in your training. It says now that training is paying off. You are on your way to becoming the heavyweight, in more ways than one, the heavyweight champion of the world. Wow, that's some wonderful feedback. I appreciate that. This one here comes from Australia. It says, congratulations on a terrific interview. Just so excited to see the Trumpet Daily today. Believe me, there were many that spoke often one to another in Australia this morning as we all shared our joy at the advancement of God's work. Loved every minute. Another one writes, wow, on the edge of my seat. An on the edge of my seat interview. So refreshing to have Carrie Lake stand her ground, hearing the scripture that made her decide to quit the fake media and be where she is today, to realize we are nothing without God. Well done. Another one here says, this is from South Africa. I think this might be an older one. It says, what a magnificent weekend and Monday this has been for God's church. We watched an energetic and exciting Celtic Throne show. This is from a few weeks back then, during the General Flynn weekend. So wonderful to see how confident these performances make our youth. We watched the Trumpet Daily stream live with General Flynn and had to wake up at 1 a.m. to watch the lecture. It was really eye-opening to see how concerned the audience is with the direction of the country. I'm glad the general pointed people to the founding documents and to God. It says here, General Flynn strikes me as a relatively humble and approachable person concerned for his country. We were really happy with his comments about the children on campus and the family feel of the show, and that he mentioned several times how it energized him. That gave us goosebumps. And then on top of that, the Stetson hat, really cool. So this was something, by the way, not the Stetson hat, but the children and the families on campus that really moved Carrie Lake and her team. We drove by, as she alluded to yesterday, we drove by the Imperial Academy and all of the young people, the kindergartners even, the students, the faculty, they were out there on the streets, some with signs and flags waving at Carrie Lake, and her assistant said, Carrie, you got to get out of the car. This is minutes before this show went live, so Sam was sweating bullets. But we got out of the car, Carrie Lake went right down the line. First she came out and said, you people know me? you young people know who I am? And everyone cheered her on. She was very generous with her time and moved with emotion, almost brought to tears because of that showing of affection coming from some of our young people. Hopefully in a future program we'll have some footage of that event. That's all we have time for today. I'm sorry. It's even though we're a little bit groggy, it still went by very fast. We thank you for joining us on today's show. You're watching Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. Don't miss us tomorrow.